Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On this episode, I want to continue this discussion about challenges. Last time, I explained the fact that challenges are not customized to you. I ended up by saying that no matter how challenging a challenge is, you must not give up but fight hard to overcome it. That is, no matter the challenge you face, just find your way around them to make progress. But as for giving up, please, that is not an option at all. Today, I want to share with you how to find your way around your challenges. I'm saying this because, like I said, giving up is not an option. The only option we have, the only way we have is to continue on our pursuit, is to continue to make progress despite the challenges we encounter. The first point I think you should bear in mind if you must find your way around your challenges is to sit down and study the challenge. Now, no matter how big the challenge you encounter is, you have to face it head on until it is tackled. This is what you do. Settle down and break the challenges down. Study to understand its scope and how it is a limitation to you. Now, study the challenge to know its roots, how it affects your life, family, career, or whatever area of your life that challenge affects. Also, see its manifestations. Learn as much as possible about the challenge because it's crucial in devising a solution for it. If you think you have a challenge, don't just jump out and start complaining, "Oh God, why? I don't have this, I have that. This one has happened to me, this one doesn't happen to me." Now, when you start talking that way, what you are doing is that you are reacting to the challenge. What it means is that you are allowing your emotion to overwhelm you. I'm not saying you can kill your emotion or you shouldn't have emotion, but please, you should use your brain while expressing your emotion. So please take your time first and try to understand what the problem is. If you can, personally, the times I have had to settle down to think about a challenge like this, it was a very serious challenge. So I had to take pen and paper to analyze, okay, this is how this thing started. This is what is happening. This is how much it's affecting me. If I have to use this method, this is what's going to produce. If I use this method, this is what's going to produce. I settled down and checked every different facet of that challenge. Now, when I did that, I understood it so well, so I know the roots. I understood it so well, I know its effects. So that I know what to attack, and since I know its effects, I know what to see or the symptoms of the fact that the challenges have been tackled. I hope what I'm saying is not so technical for you. Right. Now, when you have done that, you need to acquire wisdom to tackle the challenge. You need a particular kind of wisdom to tackle any challenge you encounter. Having studied the challenge you have, seek to know what you have to tackle it. Don't just get busy at the same time achieve nothing very insignificant. Sometimes people just say, I have a challenge with my relationship. So I'll start running up and down. I ask this person, "Hey, what did I do? If your husband is behaving like this, what do you do? If your boyfriend is behaving like this, what do you do?" And keep running up and down. Or if you have financial challenge and all you do is start calling all the uncles you have, you just keep doing something so you get busy. It doesn't make sense. I think it's better you settle down and ask yourself, now I have a problem with impulsive spending. How do I deal with it? Begin to read materials. Go to someone that will talk to you, like teach you. That's what I mean. Not just talking to you this way. Someone say, "I just need someone to listen to me so that I'll talk." Even the person doesn't give me counsel. Someone like me, I don't need that. If I'm talking to you about a challenge, what I actually expect is that you should give me information that will help me make the right decision. If you can make a good decision for me, please go ahead. But if you can't, just give me enough information that will help me decide what to do. No, it's better not to touch the challenge until you have fully learned how to deal with it before taking a step. When you acquire wisdom for tackling your challenges, you take specific and result-oriented steps towards getting results. That is a matter of fact of life. If you do not have enough information, you just do anything, and guess what? Most tackling your challenges, you may need to engage yourself in studies, learning, like I said, learning as much as you can, get educated, get trained, hire consultants if need be. Just ensure you are well equipped with wisdom for tackling the challenge. Of course, the challenge I'm talking sometimes can even be as big as challenge for a business you are managing, and the business has about 36 branches, and they have a major challenge. If you have to study, if you have to learn, if you have to go for a course, go ahead and do it. The important thing is that for every challenge you have to you encounter, you need to sit down to thoroughly understand it, and you need to acquire the right wisdom for tackling it. If you lack the right wisdom for tackling it, and you begin to try to solve the problem or tackle the challenge, what you end up doing is this. You end up exerting a lot of effort without knowing the right things to do. What you do is just based on chance. That is, it can produce results or not produce results. In using that method does one thing for you. You exert a lot of energy, waste a lot of resources, including money, and the end result is that you don't get the result you truly desire. Therefore, please settle down and acquire the right wisdom you need to be able to deal with any challenge you encounter. Having acquired the right wisdom you need, another thing you should do is to plot the way forward. You have gained the wisdom on how to deal with the challenge, you have learned better, you have understood the scope of the problem more, and especially what to do to tackle the root. What you have to do now is to plot the way forward. Develop an action plan. That is a list of what you have to do, when you have to do them, and if possible, everybody that's concerned in helping you getting that thing done, so that you end up tackling that challenge. If it's a corporate challenge, make arrangements with everybody that's required to get the challenges fixed. Call for a board meeting, send out memo to everybody that's involved, get them together. If it's something that formal meeting will not be able to help you get the message across to them, call them in an informal gathering and get the message across to them. Have a meeting with every person that is concerned. That is the important thing. And decide on what you will do and what you won't do, so as to be able to get the problem fixed. What you are doing at this point is that you are actually drawing a plan. You are developing a strategy that when you launch it out, in fact, you are sharpening your arrow, that once you release it from the bow, it's going to hit the root of the problem and the problem will get fixed. It's going to hit the root of the challenge and the challenges will give way, thereby allowing you to make the progress you have to make. After plotting your action plan, know that you may break some of the rules you set, fail to keep all that you have outlined to do, and get even disappointed with the results you get along the line. But let me tell you something about life. It's normal. Don't give up in your quest to deal with the challenge. What you do is that when you get back and start keeping the rule, find out what even made you break the rule. It helps you to ensure you don't break it again. And if you don't get the result you expected based on what you have planned, start again. No matter what happens, make sure you continue working hard until the challenges are totally resolved. Don't ever forget, when we encounter challenges, we have only one option: to move forward, to make progress. Going back is not an option. Giving up is not considered. Another thing I also think you should bear in mind is this. Please, you need to activate supernatural help. In tackling your challenges in life, certain things are bigger than you. They are bigger than whatever thing you may have to learn. They are bigger than the people you have in your company. They are bigger than you can hire and consult. And at that point, what you need is God. That is why I implore you to activate God's help in your quest to tackle your challenges. There are some things that are not within your control. I mean, you can make the best plan of what to do. Someone in your organization will just decide to be spoiling your work. It's possible. People like that exist. In fact, you may be making a plan based on current policy in your country, or current policy or current trends in your environment, only to realize that after 1 month, before the problem just fixed or the challenge get fixed, a whole lot of things will so change that you will not be able to even have a grip of what is happening around you. It's at this point that you require God to intervene. You require that He comes and to your help. He either gives you wisdom from the beginning that will help you deal with the challenge no matter what is happening, or come to your rescue, whichever way is going to do it, when things seem to start falling apart, despite how much effort you have put in. Again, I say there are some things that are not within your control. Don't even try to control them. Call God to help you on that. Pray to God to give you wisdom and strength to be able to do what you have to do on your own to be able to get the problem or challenge fixed. Again, the point I made today is this. Challenges are not peculiar to you. When you encounter them, don't give up. Find out how to deal with them. Learn very well. Study what you have to study until you learn how to deal with them. Then develop an action plan and activate supernatural assistance that will help you execute those things you have outlined or the strategy you have devised to ensure you deal with the challenge. When you're able to do this, you will join the club of winners. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.